We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Our next guest is covering this series for The Athletic, also covers the Washington Wizards, the NBA. Josh Robbins joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, it's great to have you. So I had said it. I think Cleveland at this point after the first two games is expecting a sweep in this series. Should we be?
I think that's likely right now. It's all going to hinge on tonight's game. I think if Cleveland wins tonight, then game four is probably a foregone conclusion.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. In Cleveland's favor. Yeah, so much of this series so far has come down to Orlando missing shots, open shots, which really are a lot of the shots that Cleveland wants Orlando to take. And if the Magic can't improve on their wide open shooting, then they don't have a chance.
So with that, obviously we know the generality is home cooking tastes a little bit better in the NBA playoffs than what you might eat on the road. How much of a factor is that tonight with things like those shots going down, those wide open shots for the Magic?
I think it's a significant factor, but the Cavaliers can do a lot to mitigate that early on. If the Cavs, in particular Donovan, hits a bunch of early shots, then I think they can take that crowd right out of that game. The Magic have had better... They have never had any problem filling that arena, even in the years that they've been bad after Dwight Howard was traded. But it's just not a very loud arena. It's just not a very loud fan base. The old place was like that. The old place was loud as can be. It used to be a place where opposing teams hated to play. Not so in this case. So I think if Cleveland can start tonight's game the way it started game one and game two, then it would make its way for tonight 100 times easier. Now, if Orlando can somehow flip the script, then I think things get considerably tougher for the Cavs. And if Orlando can pull out game three, then game four is going to be a decisive game in the series.
Josh, for the Magic to be competitive, or to, like you said, to get tonight and get back into series, who has to play a vital role for the Magic?
They have to continue to play defensively like they played in games one and two, but their guards have got to get going. Their guard play offensively has been just not where it needs to be. I mean, it's been horrendous. They need more contributions from Jalen Suggs offensively. They need Cole Anthony to start hitting shots. Gary Harris was terrible in game one. He was pretty good in game two. If there's one kind of underlying theme to this whole series, aside from the Magic missing the shots that the Cavs want the Magic to take, it's that there's a very significant skill deficit that is working in the Cavs' favor. Their starting backcourt offensively is much better than Orlando's, and that has shown in spades in game one and game two.
Josh Robbins of The Athletic on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's covering the Cavs-Magic series for The Athletic. So as it comes to the Cavs, what has stood out to you about the way the Cavs have played the first two games of the series?
I think that they've been physical enough. I think that they've probably exceeded Orlando's expectations in terms of how physical the Cavs have been. Mitchell has been superb when Cleveland has needed him most, and that's to start these games, because that got their fans rolling, and their fans were very good. Jared Allen on the boards has been fantastic. I know that the temptation is to say that he's been excellent on offense, and he is scoring a lot, but so many of those points are on dump-offs. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I'm just saying that where he's been really excellent has been on the boards. He had 9 offensive rebounds in game 2. So those are the two guys who have really stood out to me. And it's not just that Mitchell has been scoring, it's that he's been scoring on tough shots. And in many ways, that he hit a 3 early in game 1, late in the shot clock, over 2 defenders, Franz Wagner and Gary Harris. And there's probably maybe just several guys in the NBA who could hit that shot come playoff time. And that got the crowd rolling. So
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know people want to say Jared Allen has been the best player in the series. I think Mitchell has been the best player in the series, and Allen has been the second best player.
So if we assume that Donovan is the most important player to a Cavs victory tonight in Game 3, setting them up for their first non-LeBron sweep in franchise history, I will ask you, who is the second most important Cavalier to win tonight?
I would have to say Jared Allen. The way that he dominated that glass in Game 2 just made it next to impossible for Orlando to build any momentum. He was superb. And the Magic have got to keep him. They've got to stop the Cavs to one shot every time the Cavs come down the court. Any team would say that come playoff time, particularly a team like Orlando that has a very small margin of error that is not shooting well. So if they can't keep Allen off the boards, then the advantage really does go to the Cavs.
Josh, when you look at the series, and obviously the Cavaliers up 2-0, is J.B. Bickerstaff out-coaching Mosley?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think J.B. Bickerstaff is working with better skill players. Bickerstaff would have been fourth on my Coach of the Year ballot. My Coach of the Year ballot went Mark Daigneault, Mosley, Chris Finch. Bickerstaff would have been fourth because of the job he did with so many injuries. But the reality is, and I think my colleague Jason Lloyd wrote this within the last 36 hours, you need to have shooting to win in the playoffs. And the upgrades the Cavs made this past offseason, namely with Strus, and already having Mitchell, already having Garland, that's huge. And Bickerstaff has done an excellent job, as I'm trying to say, but he's also has the benefit of a significant skill advantage in the backcourt.
Josh, we appreciate your time, man. Hopefully we get a drama-filled Game 3 here. Be nice to get one of those in this, and we appreciate your time, sir. Enjoy it.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Josh Robbins there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.